It is? Great, you have to go to France and I want to donate. What do you call a similar pastry that also has a hole in the middle, but it's made with yeast?
That's the donut.
No, I don't know what that is. We don't make them here with pie.
Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about it. What's down there?
I call it a pound cake. Have you ever heard that?
You mean a cake?
Yes, ma'am.
A cake with a hole in the middle, that's the way we do a pound cake.
Is that what you call a pound cake?
I was still looking at a little thing like this out of pastry. Mm-hmm.
Well, we made some yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, pound cake. You call it?
Pound cake.
Pound cake, okay.
We make them right here.
Yeah.
You know, did you want to go slice a piece of pound cake and put on one little sauces?
We got one we cooked yesterday.
This is the nut cake, darling.
Well, they have nut cake down here, too. Do you also call it nut cake?
Well, when you put nuts in it. Cake, it's a nut cake.
Yeah.
we put a cup full of finely chopped pecans, and the same thing, one container just has plus the stirred up pecans and other minus. That's all the difference in the world, but it's a whole heap of difference to me.
Those pine trees were beautiful on the way down here. All those trees hanging over the highway.
Yeah.
Really pretty.
Yes,
especially in the early morning. Everything's
pretty. Lost two or three. I reckon you saw one of them right out there, not very far.
Well, you got a nice big magnolia out there, too.
Yes. Very pretty.
I love the flower of the magnolia. It's so white, so pretty, I think. When
they really are in full bloom out there, it is an aroma.
It's
delicate enough not to be overdone. I mean, it is by no sense offensive. I mean, and we have a little bush out there that beats that tea olive. You know what a tea olive is? Well, several times a year it gets in full bloom. I don't ever know when it's going to be. But when it does, early in the morning, if it's warm, sort of, and still, and a dew, the whole atmosphere around there is just permeated with that delicate, pleasing sense of smell. I don't know how to describe it. Odor, I guess. But it is really pleasing to you to spend a tea on it.
Is that one in that painting right there? I
just looked up and saw. Is that what?
That the painting up there? That's a magnolia.
Was that perhaps taken from, did someone do it in your family?
I did.
Did you
really?
That's
fair enough.
And
roses in there. I was young, I was looking at that one too. That's really nice.
Thank
I
you.
Try to paint, but I...
Maybe I should ask your wife to draw those fences. I didn't know she was an artist. If I thought, I'd ask you to draw the fences then.
I started to volunteer, but I was delighted to know what an artist I had.
Well, maybe you learned something about each other after all these years.
Just
from
this.
You know,
it's been 52.
There won't be many times you can talk to a couple that married 52 years and she's my second wife. I lost one. I lived with the other one 8 years before the flu got her.
It seems that your family's just blessed with longevity. It's amazing.
That is true. We're blessed in
longevity. I got something that